So we're in a series titled Created to Dream. Today is part five. Title of the message is this: when you've come up empty, when you and I have come up empty, our story is about some fishermen that fished all night. They were professionals. And it says in Luke chapter 5, when morning came, they had caught nothing. Nothing. You know what they had? They had empty nets. You may be here today and you have an empty net in your life. It's not what you want it to be. It's not what you hope for. And there's a sense of discouragement and disillusionment because you have an empty net in your life. It can come in all shapes and sizes. It can come in relationships with other people. Empty nets can come in marriage relationships. They can come in, in your job. Your job isn't what you want it to be. You feel like it's an empty net. It can come in the relationships with other people, the career choice. There's all kinds of ways we experience emptiness. So in this story, Peter, after fishing all night, along with his brother and two other people, came up with an empty net. Jesus comes along, and he gets inside one of the boats, which belongs to Simon Peter. And he teaches the people, and we find he did that because water can amplify a voice. So he's out in the water speaking to the crowd on the shores, and he teaches. And then when he's done, this is what happens. He turns to Peter, and he says, Peter, I want you to cast your nets out on this side of the boat. Now, he's already fished 8 to 10 hours all night and caught nothing. Peter, the professional fisherman, is probably thinking, do I want to throw my nets out again? But here's what he says to Jesus. Because you say so, I'll do it. And so he takes his net, casts them out under the instructions of Jesus, and he catches a load of fish that when they hauled it in, the boat began to sink. There was a second boat, and they shared the fish, and that boat began to sink, and a miracle happened in Peter's life, and it started with an empty net. Now, what I want to do is I want to share with you what to do in a discouraging situation. And so we fish for different things. But let's first read the text, Luke 5, 1 to 5a. It's in your notes. Let's read that. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now launch out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything." In this text, the Lake of Gennesaret, it's also the Sea of Galilee. There's three references of the Sea of Galilee. That's one. The Sea of Tiberias is another one. So there's three different terms for that particular body of water. But so Jesus got into Simon Peter's boat. Visualize that with me. He pushes off from shore, and he begins to speak and teach to the people. When he's done, he turns to Simon and says, "Let down your nets." And as I mentioned before, Peter said, "We've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I'll do it." Now, here's what happened. An empty net became filled with an amazing abundance of blessing. In other words, they started on emptiness and experienced overflow. You're here this morning and you've got an empty net. I want you to know God has a plan for empty nets. And the plan is for you to experience the overflow of his blessing. But there's a way to get there. So I want to share with you four simple thoughts about how to do that. What to do in a discouraging situation. Let me say this. We fish for different things. We fish for approval. You know, we want to feel good about life. That's okay. We fish for somebody to love us. God, maybe you're looking for a husband or a wife. I'm just looking for somebody to love me. We fish for respect. I want to feel respected in all that I do. We fish for something called security, where we just feel good about life in our relationships and our jobs. We want significance. And so we're fishing for this inner sense of achievement and feeling good about life. We fish for just purpose and meaning. And so you're here today, and maybe it's a season of confusion, or like, I don't know why this is happening. And let me tell you, it's an empty net, and there's a secret here of what God wants to do with the nets like that in our life. Okay, let's get started. What to do in a discouraging situation? Number one, give Jesus complete access to my life. Give him complete access to my life. Here's what it's saying. If you want to turn your emptiness into a fullness of blessing, this is the key. And I have to say, the blessing was so great with Simon Peter, they had to take some of the fish and share it with another boat, and that boat began to sink. You want a picture of what God wants to do for you? He can take your emptiness, if you surrender it to him, and literally fill it and change it where your boat, your life, is so weighted down with blessing that you got to share it. That sounds kind of fun, doesn't it? Let God turn this sense of emptiness into the overflow. So, we find in verse 3, Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Here's the question. Your life, your career, is Jesus in your boat? And does he have access to everything about your future? This is called a sense of surrender, a sense of yielding, a sense of giving our life to him. You see, if Jesus isn't in the boat and in total command, we're trying to run the show partly ourselves. We can be saved, have Christ in our life, and yet he doesn't have control of every part of our life. But when we let him in the boat and we give him complete access to our lives, listen, that's the secret. You know why? Here it is. You and I are missionaries throughout life. Whatever your job is, your career, whether maybe you're retired, you have a platform to be a missionary to the people around you. Maybe you're a teacher, a truck driver, maybe a stay-at-home mom or dad, maybe you're a CEO, maybe you're a nurse, maybe you're an accountant, maybe you're a house cleaner, whatever it is. Your career, your job is a platform to be a missionary. What do missionaries do? They speak and share the message of Christ to the people around them. You know why? When Jesus is in your boat in full command, let me tell you, you become a powerful, influential voice to a broken world of people around us. So give him complete access to the boat, this thing called life. Now, I have a couple quotes. Here's the first one. Stay focused on Jesus. Life is distracting. We go back to the basics and the fundamentals of life. If your career, your job, is not fulfilling, let me tell you, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but Jesus has to be in charge of your career. He has to be in charge of the kind of job you have. You know why? He's got a plan, and he knows what is best for your life. So when we let him in the boat, we let him be in charge. And we'll find out later why. But here's the second quote. Jesus is the key of everything. When we live a life of full surrender to him, listen, he's the one that can fill the boat. He's the one that can take an empty net and bring it to a place of overflow in a way that will just be an incredible blessing, not only to ourselves, but to other people. He's the net filler. So Jesus is the key to everything. But step number one, you give him access. It's called yielding, surrendering, giving it all to him, and letting him be in charge. Okay, number two. The second thing to do in a discouraging situation is this. Admit my efforts aren't working. We need to admit it. We say, hey, something's not quite right. Read with me the verses under number two. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now launch out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. I've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. You know, there's a few things that hang us up when life isn't working. Let me just share a few. One is this thing called pride. We want people to know we're in control. I don't have any problems. And so pride can hold us back from admitting to God and to other people that, hey, I don't have it all together, or it's not what I want it to be in a certain area. Here's another one. This thing called stubbornness. Life cannot be working, but for some, they really don't want to change because they did it that way 10 years ago and they want to do it now. And they're stubborn. You know, when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they were in the desert, and the people became thirsty. So what did God tell Moses to do to the rock? Strike the rock. And water came gushing out. It was a miracle. It was amazing. The people drank. Then there was another time later on when the people got thirsty again, and they came up on a rock, and God says, Moses, here's what I want you to do. Do you know what he said? I want you to speak to the rock, not strike it. Moses didn't follow those instructions. You know what he did? He struck the rock rather than speak to it. It cost him a trip into the promised land. But even Moses, well, Lord, I did it this way before. Maybe I'll just do it again that way. Just because we did it 10 years ago or for 10 years doesn't mean we do the same thing today. Stubbornness and unwillingness to change can really hinder us in our walk. Well, here's the last one, fear. Fear is one of those emotions that can hold us back from admitting, hey, maybe I need some help. Fear literally, we're scared to do something. We're scared to do a certain step of faith. And fear can rob us of the blessing if we don't push past it. So there's others, but the first point is this. Admit it when life isn't working. Admit it to God and maybe another person, and just get it out on the table. Now here's a couple quotes. Focus on progress, not perfection. There's times in my life where I wanted it all to line up before I did something. I wanted it to be perfect. I think some of you are with me on that. Let me tell you, perfection is hard to get, but progress is a different deal. So think progress. Here's the other quote. Life isn't finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Now, let me stop here. When we think about the future, here's the secret. Allow God to create through you. He's the one that can fill the nets. And when he gets involved because we've given him access to our life, he's in the boat, he's in charge. Let me tell you, we are going forward, making progress, and we allow him to create through us. I think there's somebody here that needs to hear that you're in the middle of a delay or disappointment in life, and what he's doing is setting you up to create something new in you and through you for your future. We have to give him time. We work through the delay. We have to exercise faith and have patience. So we allow him to create our future when our nets are empty, which leads us to point number three. The third thing to do if you're in a discouraging situation is this. Obey whatever Jesus tells me to do. Obey what he tells me to do. Read with me verse 5 in your notes. Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Because you say so, I will let down my nets on that side of the boat. Here's the secret. The Holy Spirit will show you your next step. And then it's our part to obey. We got to take that step in faith. And so Peter, Jesus said, hey, launch out into the deep. Let your nets down. Let me stop here. Somebody here, God wants you to let your net down in some area. And we're hesitant to do it because of different reasons. But on the other hand, our nets are empty. And there comes a time where he'll challenge our faith. Many people are shallow Christians. They're like superficial. What's that mean? Church is enough. They come on Sunday morning and then, hey, I'll go through the week. There's no engagement during the week. There's no sense of being all in. And there's no sense of passion. And it's Sunday's good enough. But it shall. And Jesus said, launch out into the deep. In other words, there will come a time where he'll want you to swim in deeper waters. Now, I thought about this on the personal level and the church level. Let me talk about the personal level. What is God's next step word to you in relation to your empty net? Maybe it's this. Maybe there's somebody you need to forgive because they hurt you and wounded you. Or maybe your next step is to forgive yourself because you're holding something against you that you believe God has forgiven, but you're imprisoned because of yourself and how you view yourself. Or maybe it's maybe the next step is giving or tithing and say, hey, I started that, then I fell away from it. It's like, how do I become a better steward? The next step, maybe I need to tithe and honor God with what he's given to me. How about being baptized? Is that your next step that, hey, I haven't done that yet, I need to? Or how about this one? Maybe there's a friction or a fracture in a relationship you have with somebody else. And it just kind of sitting there inside you. And he'll show you the next step. As a leader, you take the first step to go to the person to try and patch it up. That's what leaders do. Or maybe it's something in a marriage. And it's an empty net. It's just not working. It's not what you want it to be. And if you do this or do that, Jesus will show you the next step for him to bring the blessing into your life. So there's lots of personal examples of what we can do in terms of our next step that God will show us. He'll show us. Now, I want to say this. Do you realize that God has a next step for a church family? This is the collective part. This has been an amazing year for me, one of my best, 2023. I've just enjoyed the year. I really have. I've shared that before. And, you know, the pavilion dedication and, you know, the military. We did the pancake tent, the women's conference. There's a soup. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm just thrilled. I really am. But listen, what is the next step for us collectively as a church family to make a difference in Walton and in our region? There's the next step out there. You know what we have to do? Just have to listen and collectively discern it. And you got to launch out. You got to let down your net as a church to say, we're going to go for it. And, you know, I forgot to, one slide, I forgot to have Jake put it up. But I wanted to report, let me inject this. The electronic sign, you know, we got the $33 plus. And so thanks, Jake. So thank you, church family. This is amazing. It's all paid for. That's way cool, isn't it? I think we should give God a hand for that. Yeah. So there's a next step on the personal level, and there's a next step on the church level. And we just have to discern that, but we have to be willing to take it. Okay, Henry Blackaby, here's a quote. If you know that God loves you, you should never question a directive from him. If you really believe that God loves you, and he directs you in a certain path, even though you don't get it, totally understand it, you say, well, it's in my heart, I think I need to go for it, and then, you know, it lines up with his word, you don't understand it, you do it, because he loves you and it's for your best. Here's another one. One act of obedience is better than 100 sermons. You know what can fill your net if it's empty? Listen closely. One act of obedience. Maybe it's sharing your faith with a neighbor or coworker. I mean, there's so many things, but one act of obedience can result in your net being filled to overflowing. So number one, let Jesus on the boat full access to everything. Number two, admit my efforts aren't working when they're not. And number three, obey whatever he tells me to do. And now, number four. The fourth thing is this. Expect Jesus to turn things around. Expect him to turn things around. And let's read together 1 Thessalonians 5:24. The one who calls you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. In other words, if he calls you and say, this is your next step, whatever he calls you to, take it and it will happen. He's dependable that it'll come to pass. So read with me now verses 6 and 7. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full they began to sink. I love this picture. You know what happened? The blessing became so heavy, they had to share it with other people. Can you imagine that if you take that next step and God blesses you and fills your net, the blessings in your life can be so abundant, so full, so overwhelming, so overflowing, you can pass them on to other people. That's just way cool, isn't it? That's his plan for filling empty nets. You know, someone has called this the miracle of acceleration. Let me explain that. God can do more in 10 minutes than we can do in 10 years. In this case, the fishermen fished about 8 to 10 hours all night. And then in about 10 minutes, he filled the boat plus another one, and they couldn't do it the previous 8 to 10 hours. You know what that tells about our own life? We can labor hard and long and do it in our own power. But if we let him in the boat and say, God, I want what you want, let me tell you, he can do more in a moment. It's called the miracle of acceleration to make something full and abundant and blessed than we can do if we work on it for years. Set your heart up to receive the miracle of acceleration. That's what happened to Peter and the guys in this story. So here's a couple of quotes. First one is this: expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. In other words, what is your expectation this morning for your own life? Expect big things from God and attempt great things for Him. And here's another one. Every morning you have two choices. Continue to sleep with your dreams or wake up and chase them. Here's what it's saying. If you have a dream in your life, you can let it sit on the shelf. You park it there. You just leave it there. You can sleep with them. On the other hand, you can wake up and chase them every day of your life so that you can be the kind of person that God will bless in an amazing way. So, four things. Give Jesus complete access to your life. Get Him in the boat. Surrender it all. Your job, your career. Number two, admit it when things aren't working. When you've got an empty net, just be honest with Him. Number three, this is a biggie. Obey what He shows you as the next step. For Peter, he had to cast out the nets on the other side of the boat. And number four, expect Jesus to turn things around. Now, I want to tell you, the fish experience was a big deal, but it was a turning point for something bigger. Let's read together Peter's reaction in your notes. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partner. So Simon has this amazing turning experience. The fish got his attention. I mean, he said, "Wow, this is incredible." They were astonished. But there was a bigger catch, a bigger truth to learn, and the real lesson. Read with me the last couple of verses. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed Him. Here's what happened. The miracle got the attention of their heart, and it says they quit fishing and they followed Jesus into full-time ministry to catch men. What does that mean? There was a greater calling in their life. And so they literally left everything to follow Jesus. Now, I want to say two things about this. Here's the first one. You may be here today, and maybe your job or your career is not what you want it to be. And you feel like it's an empty net. And option one is this. You literally stay right where you're at in your job and you just say, "Jesus, I want you in my boat and I just surrender it all. I give you access to every part of my life," and He will just re-energize and refill your life in a new way. And you're a missionary ambassador. It's a platform for sharing the message. So option one, you keep doing what you're doing, but maybe you're at a place where you need to give Him the full access to your life. That will make the difference. Your boat will become full. Now, let me share the other option. The second option is you've got an empty net, and you don't feel good about what you're doing, your career. Maybe God has a different calling for your life. It could be a change of job. It could be a change of career path. Do you realize that God calls men and women, young and old, middle age, into full-time Christian ministry all the time? It's the bigger plan. And there could be a time that if you have an empty net, it's a sign that He may have a different career path or calling on your life. We just have to discern it. I got an empty net. Do I stay put? Have I really given my all to Jesus and I'm just letting him have the full access to my life and he'll just bless it? Or is God calling and saying, wait a minute, I've got another bigger picture call on your life. Maybe it's a different job, or maybe it's a career change, a full-time ministry. You never know. And so we have to discern which way he's leading us. So here's my last slide. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's learning to dance in the rain. You know what that means? He wants to fill your nets. Let him put and deposit into your life the miracle of acceleration. It's where he does something we cannot. And he fills your nets to where they're overflowing. And he does something we cannot do for ourselves. What do you do when you come up empty in life? Well, give him full access. Admit when life isn't working. Obey the next step, whatever that is. Number four, expect things to turn around. And you know what's going to happen at some point? If you stay steady with your faith, your boat, your life can become so full, you have to share it with others because the blessings are so great. That's his plan for us. Let's pray. Father, we bow this morning and just thank you for life, the gift of it. Thank you for the voice of your Spirit that is there to support us and guide us and direct us. I pray for every person here and those listening online that right now we'll do a check in our hearts that whether we've given you full access to our lives, have we surrendered our career, our choice about our future to you? And I pray that that person today will do that right now. Or just receive Christ into their life. Open their heart and let him have his way in that life. Father, I pray for the person that is struggling because there's an empty net or nets in their life. Help them to see that you're the creative power to change that. I pray you'll show each of us the next step. Where we launch out into the deep, where we make a change, where our faith enables us to go higher. And Lord, I pray you help each of us to expect you to turn around our situation so that we can experience the miracle of acceleration, where you do for us that which we cannot do for ourselves. And you fill our life with abundant blessings beyond measure. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.